and I know better.
Yeah. No, it's but nice. You look well. You got a good cane. You can't get out of this compound, so you're pretty well protected.
Last time I saw you, I was a little worried.
A little hot over here. That TV, and I had some folks over here I talked to you about. Still Rashville. So I'm sent out now. Let her go, all these folks here.
Well, you won't have much trouble with me. You know the damn problem with this thing? This is not a civil rights problem. These are just a bunch of kids who are on the runway, that way, on a smash sword. Stealing merchandise has no relationship to civil rights laws. They're looking for excuse.
You don't have any much questions about your deal. Press conference.
Deal. Civil rights.
Better position. Could bring that out. But both of us didn't sympathize or denounce those. Maybe it's a matter of what we keep it done.
Well, I put right off of that, I agree. You cannot keep civil rights as an issue out of it. We can say we can try.
You don't want to impose something.
No.
You're your viewpoints here. Side. Do it responsibly and hope effectively, and you hope you'll have a good contact with
them. But when we lose it all, we don't have to be mad about it.
I've been at 30 years now.
Well, you've got me beat by about 10, all right? Never found out this man called Richard I would just want to explore with you, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I had no ideas in this field at all. But if either one of us or our immediate followers say anything to incite trouble, hell, we never forgive ourselves. And I'll tell you, I've never been as worried in my life as I am about this situation. And it's something that I don't have an answer.
Hey, I read the 230. I read 30 to 40 reports every night.
Are you looking for out there?
I'm in the bottom of the room. I'm out there. And the table. And you've got the innocent that don't know what it's all about. Hemmed in by extremists on all sides.
I guess that's true.
That's true. That's true. Little clan groups got line shotguns, got them, some of them think they're losing their liberty, they got to fight for it. And your boy, he thinks that he's pursuing liberty, and he thinks himself on a tough cocktail. You got those that subvert this country, as soon as anything starts, they want to jump in it so they can contribute all they can. And some places it's man. And he gets a little involved, his son gets involved, and his brother gets involved. I saw one case last night, we were reporting on it. All three of them, another little group, it'll be five neighbors. One of them get upset about it, the others join him, they go to the country store, buy some shotgun, get some shell, get out, start riding, shooting people coming down the road. They think they're defending their liberty.
That's for the hell of it. You ask me, Steve, why? They can't get through. We had these demonstrations up at the Cow Palace. Demonstrations are fine as long as they don't get rough. I'd say that 90% of these people were very trashy looking white people. This court. But they didn't, nothing happened. I wanted to tell you something I told Jack when he was going over to Germany and we ran this trouble here. I think that, first I want to commend you on your statement. I think that was good. And I want to commend you for what you've been doing with these groups. That's what the one suggestion that I would have. You use the morals.
We treat them all the same way.
Yep.
I followed him pretty well. He's pretty sound and tall. And I have no authority to do anything else. That's the only weapon I got. I could ask to send in a paratrooper. local mayor things, he's not the local governor.
You can't be getting on that.
What I do is I say to them, I'll give you investigative help, and the governor of Mississippi's got us training some pest control. We've got a good relationship. I call it, don't call out for myself, but I had to call out for myself. I was on vacation out of homes. I said, now, this is a damn serious thing, and I'm not going to send the FBI people into Mississippi, into Georgia. And let all these people get prepared for it. And they went in there, and you want to use their facilities, what they find, and so forth, we'll give it to you. And the other help you want, we call on us, we'll give it to you. But it's up to the governor and the mayor. First of all, I think it, I was standing in a good police department. I threw it on to one all put together. We were quicker, but they've used it. And it's federal laws, a lot of this was yesterday in the city, we were legal. Quick, it's state law, it's history. They, these fellows jumped on, fell down there, and both throwing, following, and so on and so forth. We brought the first action of the civil rights act on this.
Of course, that's the answer is that anyone is out of vote. Like the military, you say, well, we can't go on there. You guys had no lobby, not represented. But I just wanted you to know that if there's anything you think I can do as a Republican candidate, I'm glad to do it. I don't want to see this so-called backlash become an open issue. You can't stop this either. But I think if we just keep our mouths shut about it on either side and tell our parties that by God we have a responsibility. That's why my group resisted a stronger civil rights statement. We were afraid. First of all, the law is new. I voted against it for two reasons. So let's see what we'll do. Let's give it a chance.
Well, this is the law of the man that is held in the Constitution of Israel. Well, here's what I said to Benny Fitzpatrick and what I think is a wise fox. You didn't get to be senator, and you didn't get to be, you say this is the first time, but this is the high house. You didn't get to be the nominee of your party by intemperate, unwise, radical statements. You said, here's what I stand. Now, there's a good many people in this country believe in what you're saying.
Oh, that's true.
They believe in hell about the one, they believe what Stamp stands for, or Rockefeller stands for, or somebody else. Some of us do a better organization, some of them may be a little more attractive personality, or more unattractive. But the main reason is that what you do stand for, a lot of people like more. Now, some people like what I stand.
That's right.
I'm going to tell them what I stand for. I'm not going to tell you what I stand.
So, the first thing I did was when
on Sunday after, well, right over after the meeting, the Negro meeting. All the Negro leaders. And I said, now you've got what you think right for me. You've got the law. Let us try it and have the law tested. Let's try to have the law, let's try to have the law carried out. And I want to, I can't tell you what to do, but I think what we're going to do is to try to get the thing we've been fighting for all these years, get it carried out next year, get the courts tested in the wrong way. So, the next thing I did, I went to the Chamber of Congress, had a meeting with the council, conservative leaders. I said, I don't believe in all the land. You don't have to, I don't have to be confiscated. You live with the law. You write these folks that work for you, tell them whether they agree with what's in the law. Till we carry it up to the court, and we're going to take the first case we can. It's already on the way. That is loud. We're going to get the first case that comes up. We're going right up with the problem. But tell them it's all that I absolutely have to lock today. So the British Council sent out a letter to all the businessmen, the Chamber of Commerce man put out a letter. So then I went and held three meetings in Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and Chicago. I called in employers and folks that assigned plans for properties with us, agreeing not to discriminate in Florida. We had about 2,000 men like that. We said to them, now, we didn't advocate any of the terms of the law. We just said, we ask you to ask your people if you're not preserved until it's straightened out. So then I called a meeting of the teacher groups, and they'll be in the next week or so. I called a meeting of the advisory council, some of the leaders in the Chamber of Commerce, some of the leaders in the NAM, some of the leading employers, who the big companies who work a lot of people. And I had them in yesterday. And I got up and said, now, the old man in the White House can do this by himself. An individual can do it along with the law of the land. You get it carried out today. I made a little talk, words made a talk for about 5 minutes, and asked the labor people, his folks, to take the law and carry it out until the population of it. They said they'd go on and do it. I've got some editors that come in. A small group of them, 30, 40 of them. I've got some teachers come in. I thought maybe I'd have 15, 20 of them being college graduates. So the campuses would be kind of that. You like to say the president said this, but I'm going to say this. You say this, the law of the land, when the chaplain decided to try to get the ballot. I met with district attorneys all over the country. And I'm going to the press conference I have. They asked me about this, they always will. I'm going to say, I'm not going to talk personally, but I'm going to talk section of the law. It's the law of the land, I hope you'll carry it out. And I'm going to treat everybody alike. The man in Harlem, the same treatment man in Georgia. In Georgia, I talked to Governor George today, said, whatever else you want us to do down there, they think about the weight of that case. Whatever you want us to do, well, good. Mississippi, we had to bring in yesterday 200 extra men from Texas. That's your big problem. It's all shit. And I was saying they had a poll the other day in Alabama. And I talked to but the sentiment in that state against the law is very substantial. If they took the vote in Alabama tomorrow, you'd get 8% vote.
Well, I don't have
that. I got a crap vote. Oh, sure, you got 8. I got 10. But while it's out there, you get 8. And that's they don't know you, many of them, and they don't give them what you look like. You vote against the bill, and they against the bill. They believe in what you believe in.
It's the first civil rights bill I ever voted for. I go down to the South and talk to the nation. I stand up and say, I want you to understand me. When I started, I opposed the segregation all my life. I said, I'm half Jewish, I know a little bit about what I'm like. So we get off on a good foot, but this punch in Mississippi, even the young, where you find the young people in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, they're tending to have more interest in states' rights as we make it move.
The young fellow that many times time does just the opposite of what teachers do. During Roosevelt's period, the teachers in our schools were pretty conservative folks. The young ones want to be right. Now the teachers are coming up, we did, they're listening to the office, they're helping.
Well, I have to do that.